This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Republican Congress members are split over the effort to roll back Biden-era energy tax credits and programs. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
What to do about clean energy tax breaks from Biden's Inflation Reduction Act has become a point of contention for Republicans as they struggle to come to agreement on a budget reconciliation bill. Representatives Gabe Evans and Jeff Hurd want to see some of the tax credits preserved. Hurd says it's particularly important for companies that made investments in utility infrastructure based on those credits.
And when we're constantly changing the rules, it makes it hard for business to prepare and to keep energy costs low.
Representative Lauren Boebert, however, wants to see a full repeal of the IRA, arguing government should not pick industry winners or losers. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Complaints about the Suncor oil refinery in Commerce City cost the company a major contract with the city of Denver this week. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
It looked like Suncor was set to win a $25 million contract to provide liquid asphalt for Denver's roads for 5 years. But city council members this week said the company had harmed the local community with pollution and did not deserve the city's business. Instead, the city will likely go with the next lowest bidder, paying about $60,000 more per year to a rival oil refiner, Cenovus Energy of Canada, through its U.S. subsidiary Husky Marketing Supply. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Priests in Colorado say the new Pope's first message sends a hopeful tone for a divided world. Father Luke Barter is the pastor at St. Dominic Parish in Denver.
I found Pope Leo's beginning. He started with that great Easter first words of Jesus after the resurrection, "Peace be with you." You know, peace to the world, which I think is also telling of that the world right now doesn't feel a lot of peace.
Barter says the Pope's call for bridge building and missionary leadership suggests that he'll continue the legacy of Pope Francis with a focus on compassion, dialogue, and global unity. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.